Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for meditation this morning comes from our gospel lesson, the gospel according to St. Luke, the fifth chapter, where Jesus says to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." In our gospel text 2 weeks ago, Jesus was run out of his hometown of Nazareth. The prophet is never honored in his hometown. He left Nazareth and traveled to Capernaum, and he taught in their synagogue. He cast out demons and he healed their sick. St. Luke writes, "And reports about him went out into every place in the surrounding region." Last week we heard how the people wanted to keep Jesus in the area with them. They wanted their own private miracle worker. But Jesus told them, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to all the other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose." It was necessary that Jesus preach the good news of the kingdom of God. And preach good news he did. Our text this morning opens up with Jesus standing by the lake of Gennesaret, which is also known as the Sea of Galilee. St. Luke writes, "The crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God." My, how things have changed over the years. Today, people press in and push and shove, but it's to get into Walmart or Kohl's on Black Friday morning. They'll press in to hear a politician or an actor or a sports figure. But when's the last time you saw people pressing in, trying to get into position to hear the word of God proclaimed? To hear Jesus' words. Now maybe you ask, well, why should I press in to hear the word of God? I've heard it all before, and it's available everywhere. I can get it on TV and internet. I don't have to go to worship. Besides, I want to hear something more relevant to my life. So I ask you this, what in the world could be more relevant to sinners such as you and I living in a culture of perversion, iniquity, and death than hearing Jesus' word? What's more relevant than hearing Jesus' word of forgiveness of your sins? Hearing his precious word that is the power of salvation for all who believe. Jesus alone has the words of eternal life. You and I, 21st century Christians, complain when it's too hot or too cold in the sanctuary. We grumble that the seats are too hard or the sermon goes too long. But in our text, the crowds pressed in to hear Jesus preach. They pressed so hard that Jesus had to get off of the seashore and get into a boat and go off of the shore just a little ways. The crowds gathered in closer on the shore. It couldn't have been comfortable at all standing on a seashore, pressing in amongst all the others, but Jesus was going to hold catechism class, and they wanted to hear. They wanted to hear his authoritative word. Once Jesus finishes holding class, Jesus tells Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." Now, Jesus is a preacher, formerly a carpenter, and he's asking the professional fisherman, Simon, where to go catch fish. Well, Simon knew that you don't catch fish in deep water in the daytime. He's professional. It's his job to know when and where you go to catch fish. And he just labored all night long and caught nothing, so he knew that it just wasn't a good day for fishing. But Simon also just heard Jesus teach. He heard his word. He had been taught by the one who has authority over the heavens and the earth, including the fishes of the sea, and contrary to his better judgment, Simon Peter answered Jesus and says, "At your word, I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. It's an epiphany. It is a miraculous catch of fish as Jesus manifests himself as God in flesh, who has dominion over all creation. Now, it might come as a surprise to you that the fish in our story is not the main point of the story. The sea represents the whole world, and the fish are all the people in it. And the net is the net of the gospel of Jesus, and the boat is Christ's church. And it's important to notice in Scripture, Jesus always preaches and teaches first, and then everything else happens as a result of his authoritative word. We hear in our text, when left in the hands of men, those nets caught nothing. But at the word of Jesus, they were filled to overflowing. They were about to break, scooping up an abundance of fish, delivering them safely into two different boats that were so full they began to sink. It kind of brings to mind the days of Noah when 8 people in all were saved inside the boat from a great flood. The gospel of Jesus creates believers and saves lives in places that man never expects. At the great catch, Simon recognizes that he is standing in the presence of his Lord, the Holy One of Israel, standing before him, and it terrifies him. He knows his sinfulness. He knows that he's unworthy to stand before God. So he falls at Jesus' knees and says, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." But Jesus doesn't go away. Instead of condemning Simon, Jesus speaks words of absolution, saying, "Do not be afraid." And these are Jesus' words to you this morning. Do not be afraid. In the preaching of the law accuses you of your sin and condemns you to a certain eternal death. But then in Jesus' word of his gospel, he comforts your terrified heart and he soothes your pricked conscience. And it happens as a result of his word that the gospel net of Jesus scoops you up and delivers you into the safety of Christ's church. He scoops you up out of your sin and transgressions, and he feeds and nourishes you here amongst all believers. Jesus entered his creation to save and heal you from the diseases of all of your sin. I don't have to tell you which sins belong to you, because you know them well. Your gossip and your slander, your envy and covetousness, anger, malice, and deceit. Because of your transgression, you are not worthy to be here in the presence of your Lord, the Holy Triune God of hosts. And if God was going to love you, someone would have to pay the penalty of all your sin. So he sent his son Jesus to do just that. Christ Jesus came not to be served, but to serve and be a ransom, saving you from all of your sins, humbling himself even unto a death on the cross. And this is his gospel word in a nutshell. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. While the unbelieving world goes about searching for relevant teaching to scratch their itching ears, nothing in all creation is more relevant than the gospel of Jesus. Worldly wisdom tells us that if the church is going to grow, we must put out the nets of guilt and persuasiveness, or the nets of statistics and business techniques, the nets of bright lights and upbeat music. But at Jesus' word, God alone gives the growth. These things don't make sense to the normal human, but God's ways are not our ways. His foolishness is wiser than all our wisdom. Jesus comes into the world as the light of the world. Those first apostles and preachers of all times no longer fish in the darkness, but let down the net of the gospel in the light of Christ. The gospel preaching and teaching comes first, and then everything else happens because of God's word. Working through ordinary people, the word of Jesus creates life-saving faith in places that none of us would ever expect. And then in the boat of his church, our Lord continues to create faith and sustain faith in his children through word and sacrament. Jesus didn't seek his apostles in the universities or among the rich and famous. He searched among the common men, using people you'd never expect, inviting fishermen to be his apostles, like Simon, James, and John, sending them out to catch men with the power of his word. They heard Jesus' word, and they left everything. Our text says, when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. After Jesus' resurrection, he authorized these apostles and apostles of all times and preachers that to proclaim his gospel and administer his sacraments. Now, it is true that not everyone is called to leave everything. Not everyone is called to leave their business and family and preach to the ends of the earth. God is a God of order, and he has given his church the authority to call men, give them the responsibility to call and train men and support ministers of the gospel. Not all are called to preach and administer the sacraments, but he does call all of his sheep to witness the love of God in their lives. As St. Peter writes in his first epistle, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Jesus is your light of the world. He has called you to be his holy priesthood, the priesthood of all believers, and he has called you to let down your nets in your position in life. He's called you to share the good news of Christ crucified with sinners. He has called you to support the work of the church through the giving of your tithes and your offerings, so that the word of God may continually be proclaimed and his sacraments be administered. The gospel always comes first, and then everything else happens because of God's word. You are fellow workers in the sea of unbelievers, so let your nets down, and the Holy Spirit will work when and where he wills. Now, I have to admit, even as a pastor, it's difficult to share the love of Jesus with some people. So let your unbelieving neighbor see the Christian difference that you live in your lives. Make them wonder, well, why do you live your life differently? And with the help of the Holy Spirit prompting them, they'll come to you and say, well, why do you live differently? Why do you bother getting up and going to church, going to Bible study? Why do you pray? The Spirit works when and where he wills. Then you can respond with the reason for the hope that is within you. You share the gospel first, and everything else happens as a result of Jesus' word. It's not because of anything you say. It is Jesus' word that does the work. Jesus says to you, do not be afraid. In his death and resurrection, you are free from sin, death, and the power of the devil. And the Holy Spirit has called you through the gospel, and he keeps you in the true faith through word sacrament. And by that power of that very same Holy Spirit, you are empowered to share this very same gospel in an unbelieving world. Do not be afraid of how to get people to repent and believe. That part's not your job. God's word will cause them to repent and believe. Put down your nets and leave the results to Jesus, because it is a fruit of your faith given to you for the sake of Jesus. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.